danger. And when he says, as a state, I'm going to put 1,000 Department of Public Safety people along that border to keep people out and to apprehend them when they can. This is the, no, and this will be tested in the United States Supreme Court, I predict. It may be a year or two before they do it, but I promise you the courts will intervene and try and shut down Governor Greg Abbott. I don't think they're going to be successful. I really honestly don't. Stay where you are. More to do. Marilyn Kirkpatrick, what did June 1st mean relative to, you know, our freedom to not wear a mask, to not be separated by 3 feet or 6 feet or any feet? We'll talk about that. Where are we? Oh, and by the way, what about that Allegiant Stadium project? We'll talk about that on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Mike Lindell, founder and CEO of MyPillow Incorporated, has filed a lawsuit in Minnesota U.S. District Court seeking to stop what he calls lawfare. His suit seeks to, as he puts it, quote, stop electronic voting machine companies from weaponizing the litigation process to silence political dissent and suppress evidence showing machines were manipulated to affect outcomes and the November 2020 general election, unquote. Lindell has filed lawsuits against Dominion Voting Systems Incorporated, Smartmatic USA Corporation, and other entities. The lawsuit seeks more than $2 billion in damages. Lindell tells the Salem Radio Network,
you can't go on any radio stations and talk about Dominion or election fraud. And because they've scared, they put everybody into fear that if you even go on there, you're going to get sued.
Dominion has filed a number of defamation lawsuits against individuals that have publicly questioned the credibility of its voting machines, saying they were impugning its integrity and doing harm to the company. Doctors reported promising results from an experimental cancer drug that delivers radiation directly to tumor cells.
An emerging class of medicine called radiopharmaceuticals may become a new way to treat patients with hard-to-reach or inoperable cancers. In a study involving over 800 men with advanced prostate cancer, released by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, a tumor-targeting radiation therapy from drug maker Novartis kept cancer at bay for nearly 9 months compared to 3 months for people receiving standard treatment. And survival was better, too, 15 months versus 11. The drug is administered through an IV, and each dose contains trillions of engineered molecules. A tracker portion of the molecule hunts down cancer cells. The payload portion emits the radiation. Experts say radiopharmaceuticals may be the next big wave of therapeutic development. I'm Jennifer King.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working. We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A man who contends he had business dealings with the late Zappos founder, Tony Hsieh, has filed more than a $12 million claim against his estate. Mark Evansvold claims the two had an agreement which called for him to have loosely defined work responsibilities, which included the building of tree houses at Hsieh's homes in Park City, Utah. The 46-year-old Hsieh died in November of last year from injuries that he suffered in a Connecticut home fire. The Zappos founder and longtime face of downtown Las Vegas' rebirth did not leave a will. The 1.25-mile square area surrounding Allegiant Stadium today includes mostly industrial businesses. The plans presented Wednesday to the Clark County Commissioners call for transforming the neighborhood into an entertainment district, featuring retail bars, restaurants, and other entertainment establishments. Plans call for a more pedestrian-friendly area with enhanced lighting and wider sidewalks, which would hopefully draw more people to the district even when the stadium is not hosting an event. The ninth minor penalty called in Game 2 of the Golden Knights' second-round series game against the Avalanche decided the outcome. Knights coach Pete DeBoer called the right-wing Riley Smith slash a quote-unquote soft call and accused the Avalanche of embellishing all game. They lost 3-2.
On-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Reduce speeds right now on the 515 as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl area. There, 515 westbound at Charleston, very sluggish. Also, expect some reduced speeds on the 15 as well through the resort area. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour on both sides, northbound at Sahara, south at Oki.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. For those of you that were out at Fremont Street and elsewhere, all across Southern Nevada, it was a wonderful, wonderful experience as we moved from pandemic back to pre-pandemic levels. Marilyn Kirkpatrick joins us. I know last time we talked to you, were losing your voice and you had allergies and it was just not fun. I'm assuming you're feeling better?
I am feeling much better, Kevin, and thanks for asking.
Well, I'm glad. I got to tell you, it was so exciting what was going on down on Fremont Street and three stages of music that hit the air at 12:01 on Monday night. Tell me how you spent 12:01 on June 1st.
I was making sure the legislature was going home, first and foremost. So that's what I was doing at 12:01. But secondly, I was in communications with Fremont Street Experience to make sure everything was going off without a hitch. And they sent me tons of pictures to say how great it was.
And it was great. Let me just ask you, for the record, what is different now? What is different today? Are all masks off? Or what?
So the governor's directive says that we can follow the CDC guidance. And the CDC guidance says to use the honor system. And if you've been fully vaccinated, you should not have to wear your mask unless you're comfortable.
And 6 feet distancing, 3 foot distancing for kids, done?
Yep, all of that is done. So we're back to regular interactions. Of course, we always encourage people to, if somebody is sick, stand back and, you know, wash your hands frequently. But nope, everything is back. And I believe even in the schools, they went from 6 feet social distancing to 3 foot for summer school. And we anticipate that kids will be fully in class August 11th when they return with no mask and no social distancing.
And what about gaming? Because gaming goes by the gaming board.
So gaming is back to 100% as well. We worked in conjunction with the health district and gaming to ensure that we were consistent across the valley and that the rules worked with each other.
And I'm curious about tourism. Tourism is so important. It's vital to what we do. And are you encouraged that we are seeing more and more conventions start to rebook?
Absolutely. So today we are the seventh week straight of being the busiest airport in the country. So that's very exciting. You know, World of Concrete will be here, but we are seeing bookings every single day. We're seeing our stadium be filled up with lots of interaction. We have a hotel that's about to open. So we are seeing lots of very excited that the rodeo's already said, hey, we'll be back in December. So we feel very comfortable that everything is getting back on track. And I anticipate that from July on that we'll be busy and back to normal.
And just out of curiosity, because they are a league, you know, the NFL, I don't know what their policy is. Do you know what their policy is, and are we fairly certain that we'll be able to fill Allegiant Stadium?
I am fairly certain that we'll be able to fill Allegiant Stadium several times over the next year. I believe that there's lots of events that are already packed, and I do believe, at least what we know, is the Raider seats were sold out, and with the 2022 draft looming, I think there's a lot of excitement to fill those seats on a regular basis.
Again, Marilyn Kirkpatrick joining us. She is the chair of the Clark County Commission, and you mentioned Allegiant Stadium, and you may have heard on the newscast, Gentleman Jim Dallas reading a story relative to the whole idea of turning that area into an entertainment district. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what the plans are, and how do you have a master plan that's in place?
We do, and so we've spent the last year and a half working on what that vision could look like, and we kind of started with the Downtown Disney approach, so which is similar to the way that Reno has done it with the Reno Aces. What other experiences could we offer on the way to the stadium, outside of the stadium, what tailgate opportunities, and so what you'll see on that master plan is changing some roadways so that traffic flows better, because we all know that that's going to be important. But restaurants, dining options, Public art, all of those things. So we're already looking in. Yesterday we presented the plan to the commission. The commission adopted it. So now we'll be setting out a schedule of things that we are going to do over time. And it's going to take us a little bit of time to do it, but I think we'll have a unique experience that can be utilized by locals and tourists every single day of the year.
Marilyn, I love the idea, and anytime you create an entertainment district, it's really, really cool. But is there any fear that it's going to take away from downtown, from Fremont Street experience?
No, absolutely not. We have 52 million visitors that were coming pre-pandemic. We anticipated getting all of them back, plus we see an annual growth of about 3%. So I think there'll be plenty for folks to do every single night of the week. I anticipate that people will be staying longer, so that maybe they come in on Thursday and they stay through Sunday, or maybe they come in Friday and stay through Monday. So it'll give everybody an opportunity to kind of see all of the venues that we have across the valley.
And how do you finance something like that? I mean, because you've got a little bit of infrastructure. You talk about rerouting roads and things like that. There's going to be a cost to that, is there not?
So there will be in some pieces, but we're hoping that the private developers that are down there that will, they've been part of the conversations as far as what would work down there. And so we think that if we all work together and we leverage our dollars, that it'll be beneficial for everyone. So we already have a resort corridor tax that we collect for our roadways. So we constantly do upgrades. So that money could be used for some of the roads down there, expediting some processes for businesses to get open. Is always helpful. I also sit on the health district, so we want to help make that area successful. So I think by laying out the infrastructure needs right away so that business can get going is really our priority, and I think that we already have the dollars within our general fund to be able to start that process.
And the businesses that are already there, they are small industrial businesses. What happens to them?
So we want them to stay. They're a huge part of the backbone of our community. So many of them are small warehouse that service the resort corridor. So we need them to be close to the resorts so that they can get product in and out in a timely fashion. Many of them will benefit from being able to utilize that parking during events down there. But we think we can have both uses to help our community, because many of them are, I used to work in that warehousing component, so many of them are food vendors, and we have t-shirt vendors, and we need them to be successful to provide product to the strip as well as the surrounding areas. So we think that we can have a balance.
Again, Marilyn Kirkpatrick joining us, the Clark County Commission Chair, joining us. And in our final couple of minutes, since we last talked, you had a chance to visit with folks from the Oakland A's. They would like a public-private partnership to help build a billion-dollar stadium for the Oakland A's if indeed they end up choosing to leave Oakland and come to Southern Nevada. I'm just curious, those talks, how extensive were they, or was it just kind of a, hi, just wanted to, you know, check in and poke my head in the door, that kind of thing? How serious are they?
So here's what I would tell you. They met with different entities across the valley. At least that's what I read in the paper. So at least for Clark County, it was really more of a meet and greet. I know nothing about baseball, so I had to learn a little bit about what that is, but it was really just nothing more than a meet and greet for most of the commissioners.
Now, they went on record as saying they are interested in a public-private partnership similar to what the Raiders have. There are a lot of politicians that have taken a little blowback on this because it ended up that public funds, even though they were seat taxes or not,
room tax.
Excuse me. That there was some political blowback on this. The public-private partnership, just on its basis, is that doable for you?
Well, I just think that it's bad timing for a public-private partnership. There's so many businesses that we need to help get back on track. They're just now getting to full capacity themselves. We're working on employment. We have several thousands of people that are in need of rental assistance, and we have a housing shortage with the prices climbing. So at least for me, you know, there was a lot of pieces that went into the Raider Stadium, such as there was many public comments. Everything was done out in the open so that constituents could engage or not engage. There was legislation that had to be done, and you know, I believe they have a short time frame, so I'm not sure that it necessarily works for Clark County or myself.
But the idea of bringing the A's, even though you're not a big baseball fan, bringing the A's, bringing somebody that's going to have 81 home dates a year, that interests you, I'm assuming.
Well, it's too soon to tell, at least for me, right? I'm a more conservative, stand back and see what that looks like, and I'm not. I don't need to be in a bidding war with anybody, so I don't like playing those kind of games. But happy to always do a meet and greet. I encourage business to come to Nevada. We have a lot of things that other states don't. So I would just leave it at that, because I had a brief 15-minute meeting with them and not enough information to make any decision.
There you go. Marilyn Kirkpatrick, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And glad you're in better voice today. Hope you have a great summer. And we'll get the Raiders in, and we'll put 65,000 people in those seats. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. Always good to get with you. And we'll do it again soon.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
There you go. Marilyn Kirkpatrick, Clark County Commission, District B, as in boy. Yeah. Stay where you are. I promised I'd let you hear Governor Greg Abbott, and I will do that coming up in our next segment. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Carry on, my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asked dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Oh my gosh, I love these people. Stay where you are, because coming up, Heidi Kasama will join us, Assemblywoman District 2. I don't know if she's back from Carson City, but she'll give us the latest on the 81st Nevada Legislature. Also, I promised I'd let you hear from Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. This is an important story. He was on with Greg Kelly on Newsmax last night and talked about a game-changing, this is cut one, by the way, Jim, a game-changing immigration move in his state. Listen to what he wants to do.
You've got your hands full right now on the border. The situation is not over. You still have a crisis on your hands, and you have issued a disaster declaration for the 34 counties along, I guess, the Lone Star State's border with Mexico. You know, it's strange how this has kind of faded from the news a little bit. It shouldn't have, but it has. Tell us, please, what's happening.
It's going to be coming back into the news big time over the course of this week and next week because of action that Texas is taking. One reason why it's escaped from the news is because the Biden administration has abandoned it. President Biden, his vice president, the border czar, neither of them have been here yet. And Secretary Mayorkas has only kind of flown by here a couple of times. They are completely ignoring the crisis taking place on the border. And because of that, as governor, I am having to step up and do the federal government's job. Think about it. You hear about disaster declarations for hurricanes. This is the first time that I'm aware of where I had to declare a disaster for 34 counties along the border because of the crisis, because of so many people coming across the border. And you have cartels organizing efforts where ranchers' property and their fences are torn down, their livestock is let out, their homes are damaged, their cars are broken into, their neighborhoods are dangerous, and we are going to instill safety. We are going to be doing things in Texas that no state has ever done before when it comes to cracking down on anybody coming across the border. We're going to step up and secure the border even more than we already are, because know this, Greg, and that is already, I've already deployed more than 1,000 Texas Department of Public Safety officers as well as National Guard, but we're going to ratchet up our efforts along the border to make sure we help secure our state and our country.
What did they say to you when you pick up the phone and you call somebody like Secretary Mayorkas? I mean, some of these folks have worked in government before. It seems like it would be very difficult to defend the situation right now and their lack of action. What are they saying behind the scenes? Can you tell us?
I will tell you that when it comes to Secretary Mayorkas, he seems to live in a different universe. He says the border is secure. It would be outrageous, but it sounds just bizarre and crazy. Because, and let me give you another example. So, regardless if you're in New York or Minnesota or California or Colorado, there is a problem on our border that's killing people across the country, and that's the amount of fentanyl that the cartels are coming across the border with just this year alone. In the first 4 months of this year, there's enough fentanyl has crossed the Texas border and been apprehended by the Texas Department of Public Safety to kill every man, woman, and child in the entire state.